Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who believes in the power of positive thinking. Your host, Maceo.
Whoa, you are listening to Everything EHC. I am your host, Maceo. I have another lovely camper in here ready to go with the teen session. Please tell me, who are you? How old are you? Where are you from? And how long have you been coming to camp?
I'm Heaven. I'm from Fresno. I'm 14 and I've been coming here for 5 years.
Nice, Heaven. Is this your first time at teen camp?
Yep.
How's it going for you?
It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some differences you want to talk about?
It's longer, which is awesome.
Yeah, you're okay with 10 days?
Yes, I am happy with 10 days.
Okay. Anything else?
Not really.
Freedom? How about freedom?
Freedom, yes.
No schedules? You liked being able to do whatever you wanted to do?
Yes.
We just walked over to the boats. You were chilling there. You were like, you want to go on the boats or do you want to go podcast? You had choices.
Yes, I did.
That's awesome. And you chose podcasting. Thank you.
Yes, I did.
First time podcaster, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. So what do you think of the Sweetwater bungalows down there?
They're cool.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're the same as cabins, at least to me they are.
Yeah, it just seems like it's still the camp experience for you?
Yeah, it's still the same.
Okay. Excellent. Have you tried out the new showers?
Yes.
Are they cool?
They're nice. Interesting.
Yeah, but they're not like the old broken down girls' town ones. You know what I mean? Everything's fresh and new, right?
They're nice.
Okay, good. And let's see. What else? What's your favorite meal?
Sushi.
Oh, well, we just went right for that. Perfect. Do you like Indian food?
I like food from all over the world. I will eat pretty much anything.
Okay, so is there anything you don't like?
Brussels sprouts. That's it.
One thing? That's it?
Just one thing. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite fast food?
Probably McDonald's.
Do you have a favorite ice cream?
All ice cream is good.
That is an excellent answer. Do you have a favorite chocolate candy?
All chocolate is good. I will mostly eat Belgium chocolate, though.
Oh, okay. So. Specific.
Yes.
Two. Okay, perfect. Do you have a favorite chewy candy?
Not really.
Okay. Do you, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Someone dared me to drink mustard. Oh. And I went on and did that, so.
Yeah, that's good.
Don't do it.
A big guzzle of mustard sounds pretty good.
Don't Heaven. Do it.
Gulp.
Why could I picture you doing it?
I probably would in the right circumstances.
You sound like the person.
I almost got talked into the Jell-O eating contest. Did you hear about that last night?
I just heard people saying, last call for Jell-O.
I think someone, I won't name the name, ate 10 plates of Jell-O.
Oh, my God. I want to meet that person.
I don't think he felt very good afterwards.
Probably not.
Okay. So do you watch any television shows? Do you enjoy any media or movies?
I watch Japanese anime and creepy movies all the time.
Okay, so let's hear some of the creepy movies and anime that you enjoy. Give me some lists.
I've seen Soul Eater, Hatalia, which no one really knows what that is. I watched, what's the movie with Austin Powers in it? Michael Myers or something like
mm-hmm,
that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched some creepy foreign French film that my mom had to read the subtitles called The Vampire's Coffin.
Oh, yeah.
That was the fakest movie I've ever seen in my life. Like, you could see the strings holding the bat up when he was...
You still loved it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, it was so bad, but it was hilarious.
So bad it was good, folks.
It was so bad it was good, yeah.
A movie review by Heaven on Everything EHC. You heard it here. All right. Is there any music you like?
I listen to German music for some reason.
You're a very interesting person, Heaven. You're about as eclectic as it gets. Why? What music would you say?
I listen to German and Hungarian pop music.
Okay. And how did you get into German and Hungarian pop? What's going on with that?
So I learned German. I know some because I am German. And I was looking around on the internet, and I found this song called Els Vidazen, Sweetheart, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And it was not in English.
Okay.
So I just sat there listening to it, and I'm like, I like this.
Do you know it well enough to sing me a line?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Do you know any song in German well enough to sing me a little line?
Not really, because okay. They sing really fast.
Yeah, no, I was just curious if you were going to be able to rattle off a song.
Okay. Probably not.
What, do you know any of the band names that you're listening to?
Can't pronounce.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Good answers. I'm all right with this. Are you going to perform at the talent show?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Is it going to be a skit or music? You and Maddie?
Probably a skit again.
Yeah, you guys are great skitters.
We are strange actors.
I like it. I like it. When the weirder, the better.
What's your favorite skit you've seen us do then?
Last year's was good.
Last year's was good.
The last 2 years, you both have done some great stuff. But last year was memorable.
Memorable.
Have you ever been to a live concert?
Yeah, I've been to a couple Beatles concerts, actually.
Nice.
We went to see like YMT at Santa Cruz, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw Offspring at the fair last year.
Oh, okay. How was Offspring? They're getting old.
They were good. The only problem I had with it was that there were like a bunch of people and the one next to me just kept doing, you know that high-pitched whistle that people do?
Yeah.
They just kept doing that
over and over again.
And then the people behind us were like banging on the seats, and these are metal bleachers,
mm-hmm.
so you could hear it and feel it. I'm just like, really?
Why yeah.
Come on.
Always people ruin it for somebody else.
Like,
right?
I understand you like the band, but really?
Yeah, exactly. People going crazy, losing their minds.
Yeah.
Heaven, do you have a favorite color?
White.
Excellent answer. No, that's okay. That's why I'm asked. So we'll get away from the visual. Do you have a favorite smell?
Just food in general.
Cooking food, smelling good. Yeah.
Campfire okay. smoke. I don't know why, but
yeah, no, that's a good one. I love it. Not only do I love campfire smoke, but I like coming before bed, taking my clothes off and smelling that they smell like campfire. You know what I'm saying?
You sound it like sticks. That person too.
It's like, camping.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite number?
No.
Do you have a favorite sound?
When my frying pan hits things, it's fun. You don't know the story behind that one, but...
Do you want to share a little bit of it or not? It's okay. Either way, you have the right to pass.
I'll tell you.
Okay, let's hear it.
So we were doing a gift exchange last year in my drama class around like Christmas, I think. And someone got a frying pan, a cast iron small little frying pan thing. And I used to like make jokes and threaten people with it. And no, the person who wanted it didn't want it, or who got it didn't want it. So they gave it to me. So for the rest of the day, I was running around like really happy. Like, I got a frying pan. I'm so happy. Now I threaten people with it and I have something to go by.
Nice.
And I hit things with it.
You ever break anything with your frying pan?
No. I hit like cardboard boxes and stuff.
I knew a kid who was kind of a comedian when I was growing up. And he had a frying pan joke. He would do, actually when we were camping, he would take the frying pan and act like he was hitting himself in the forehead with the bottom side of the pan.
Oh,
he would really just do it so good it looked like he was hitting his hand. I mean, it really was hitting his hand. And it would go bang, and he'd like do this whole act where he'd kind of stumble around. Well, seriously, this happened. He was going to do it one time. Come on, do the frying pan chick. And his name was Nathaniel. And he got out the frying pan and he went to do his move. And when he brought the pan up to hit himself, his left hand hit the pan and spun it a little bit.
Oh, no.
So it really did like hit him in the forehead.
He really did. In the face.
And he really did knock himself clean out, like went limp to the ground.
Oh no, that poor kid.
And we were like, oh no, we ran over there. His nose, the top of the bridge of his nose and above his eyebrow, he'd broken the skin wide open.
Oh no.
And his parents had to leave the mountain and take him to the emergency room.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So it's all fun and games until somebody busts their head with a frying pan. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've never done that.
Yeah.
But I'm not pretending to hit myself.
It's forever a memory that will exist with me because it was it was pretty funny.
A little bit, yeah.
In a
It's funny in a morbid way. Yeah. Funny, not funny. Like,
exactly.
It's funny in a morbid way.
We wanted to laugh, but we didn't. Yeah. Until later.
Until, you know, you find out he's okay and not, you know, dead. You can laugh then.
Do you have any interesting hobbies, Heaven?
I write stories and stuff.
Oh, you have the imaginative thing going on where you write fantasy, sci-fi, what?
I write, like, Viking stories and stuff.
Oh, okay, cool.
And a couple other ones, but...
Do you have... actual whole stories written or ideas written down?
I do.
Journals?
I have like a good couple of stories that are finished.
Nice.
And then I have a couple sequels to those that are done.
Cool. Where do you go to school?
Granite Ridge.
Okay. What grade are you going to be in?
Going into high school. So.
Oh, nice. Are you nervous, scared, happy, excited?
Both. Like all of that. Not really.
Okay.
I'm not scared because I kind of know the school already, so...
Nice. Do you get good support at your school? You have nice friends?
Yeah, I do. They make blind jokes and they're actually pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You gotta have
like,
good humor about what's going on.
I have never found a sighted person that actually like understands blind jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meet these crazy outcast people and I'm like, I like these people.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the jokes that I make.
Humor is very important, Heaven. Yes. That's very cool. All right, so that's some school. You have a favorite subject?
History's fun.
Oh, nice. Okay. Is there anything that gets you fired up?
Like mad fired? What do you?
Well, it's up for interpretation. Excited fired up? Mad fired up? Irritated fired up? What does it mean to you?
Anything my brother does, probably.
Oh, fires you up.
Yep.
You're just instantly hot.
I yell at him constantly. And then I start yelling at him in German and he's all... What are you saying?
Perfect.
Aren't I the best? No.
Are you a cat or dog person? Did I ask that already?
No, you didn't.
Okay, are you a cat or dog person?
I have like a dog phobia thing, so there's that.
Okay.
I'm allergic to cats, but I really don't care. I like cats anyway. So.
Do you have a spirit animal? Is there an animal that you just absolutely love that isn't a dog or a cat?
I like birds for some reason.
Nice.
I have two pet canaries at home, so.
Oh, that's fun. Do they have names?
Gilbert and Elizabeth for some reason. I don't know.
Well, those are good canary names.
Yeah.
That's cool. Right on. Okay, so your first podcast experience. Tell me, how's it going?
It's fun.
Yeah, you having fun?
Yes, I like hanging out with you. You're crazy.
Oh, thanks.
You're fun. You're fun.
It's funny how crazy people like crazy people, Heaven.
Yes, it is. You've known me long enough, I believe.
Long enough to know that we've had some very interesting conversations.
Yes, we have.
Oh, Heaven. You're always a joy. You know, EHC loves our campers, right? We love you very much, right?
Yeah.
You'll keep coming back?
You guys can't get rid of me.
No, okay, perfect. We're not getting rid of Heaven. Okay, are you ready for a hard question?
Go ahead.
There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
Crazy and normal people.
Okay. Can you identify the crazy and the normal people for the most part? Do you have a crazy monitor?
Yes. Yeah. I can tell when someone's like... crazy.
Is it based on how you joke? If someone's like, whoa, man, that Heaven, she's a little out there. I don't know. Or if they're like, you're the best.
Yeah.
That's your crazy meter?
Yeah. I think Macy's dying right now.
Because we keep having these crazy conversations, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, my crazy meter went ding, ding, ding the day I met you.
Oh, that's awesome, Heaven. Thank you for joining us on Everything EHC. Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been listening to one of the craziest episodes so far. on Everything EHC. My guest, Heaven, here, first time guest. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had fun. I did. And we will we'll just keep doing this, right? Just keep podcasting and keep doing EHC, all right?
Keep doing it.
And with a little bit of crazy.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks again to all our listeners and all the people that are tuning in to getting to know our campers here. 20 questions for 20 years of Tony Fletcher. I haven't said that in a while, so I thought I'd throw it in there before we sign off here on Everything EHC with my friend Heaven. Thanks again for joining us. And we'll see you soon. Keep listening, and over and out. Boom.